Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a More Progressive Society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. This is the Positive Truth. We're bringing you uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. If you want to support the positive news and the positive truth, please follow us on all our social media sites. Give us a like, share, and subscribe. Tim, it is 16 degrees outside. Are you turning on the air conditioning yet?
Negative. I am on my couch freezing in a blanket and in the hoodie with the heater on like 76. Because for some odd reason, it keeps dropping down below 70 in my house. I don't know what to do. Little people problems.
How was your New Year, Tim?
It was good, man. It was good. I had a good time. Spent it with some friends. It was good overall. How was yours?
I was at work.
Well, make that money, man. Make that money.
Tim, real quick, are you moving your mic?
No, not at all. It might be like scraping on my hoodie a little bit. I got you. I'll move that. Yeah, are we good?
Yeah. No, you see? You just got to take off the hoodie and embrace the cold life.
I know, man. The struggle's real. Let me just go ahead and handle that.
So today we have 7 positive news stories. And we're going to go ahead and knock them out real quick so Tim can go back to freezing in his house. My first story is a follow-up story. Tim, do you remember the story we did last March or April or May about the kid that donated 400 comics to the veterans? The people serving, I mean?
I kind of remember it.
Okay, so if I can find the original one. So it was April, and basically a man named Steven, can't pronounce his last name, he had picked out 300 comic books of his own, and he was just, you know, going through them all, and his son had over 400, and they gave them all away. Well, right. They did it again for Christmas this year, Tim. You want to know how many they did?
How many?
12,000.
Wow.
They did them to veterans, deployed troops, and their families. And the craziest part to me is they put notes in every single comic telling the veterans how much they appreciated them. 12,000 notes, Tim.
Man, did they read all of them?
Probably. They said they got some donated. They put out they have a blog. It's called Carl's Comics, comicswithanx.com, if you want to check it out.
And yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah. Basically, they put out a calling call. Like, we want to do this again for Christmas to spread some holiday cheer. And I would say they did that. 12,000, that's a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I got plenty of friends that are really big into comics, and if they got handed some comics whenever they were in need of, you know, something, some kind of entertainment, I know they'd be ecstatic. So I can only imagine the people that received them, how they're feeling. And how old was that kid again? Because I know he was pretty young, right?
I think he's like 9.
Yeah, see, I was thinking he was 8 or something. That's awesome, man.
He probably was 8 whenever this happened.
Yeah, true story. It was about a year ago, so yeah. Man, that's awesome.
What you got, Tim?
My first one, it actually makes me feel a little bad for complaining about the cold, because residents in Troy, Illinois, they raised more than $500 on Facebook, another positive way to use social media, to send this homeless veteran on a bus to New York. They did all of this within hours. So as Michelle Noyes, she was driving down the street with her husband, and she noticed she saw like this big, large trash bag on the side of the street. And her family were in the car, and she was like, you know what? That might have been a sleeping bag. So she told her husband to turn around the car. Whenever they turned around, Marine veteran William Bosman was huddled up in a sleeping bag to avoid the record-breaking cold. So what happened was it made her feel terrible. Obviously, being the positive people that they are, that's why we're talking about them. Her and her family decided, you know what, we're going to put this on Facebook and we're going to ask the community for help. So all within a few hours, they were able to raise $520 after talking to Tony. Or I believe his name was Tony. I could be wrong there. I want to say his name was Tony. After talking to Tony, they realized that he had a friend in New York that he was trying to get to go see, but he just didn't have the money. And it was going to cost about $320 for the ticket. Plus, he needed money for food and stuff like that. So they raised the money. They sent him on to New York so he can spend New Year's with his friend. And I just thought it was awesome. That's why we're talking about it here. Tú sabes.
You know it. That is pretty awesome. Also, if it's me, I'm not paying attention to anything in the record-breaking cold. I'm trying to go home. So, man, shout out to her spatial awareness there.
Absolutely.
Since you have one for the homeless, I have a story about the homeless, too. I have teen brothers. Their names are, if I could scroll up to the top, Luke and Hudson. Last names are Elegant, which is, you know, cool-ass name. They've been serving... They live in Miami, and they've been serving the Miami Rescue Mission for 8 years. Luke is 17, Hudson's 14, and you do the math. They started when they were 9 and 6. When they first started, they were the youngest members, and now they were the youngest, youth captains ever. And since they've been volunteering, they've served nearly 3,000 meals. And 9,000 articles of clothing to the hungry and homeless in the Miami area. And best of all, since they've been working, just this past year, 70 men and women decided to get off the streets and enter the Miami Rescue Mission's life-changing program. So yeah. And on top of that, they supervise 150 volunteers and raised over $25,000 this year for their Christmas event. So yeah, that's pretty awesome. Good on them. They have this quote that says, I volunteer to create positive change. People are faced with different obstacles throughout their lives, but I vehemently believe that these challenges should not define them. I think that a person who is homeless should not be ostracized or looked down upon, but rather be embraced and given the chance to succeed and find happiness. So yeah, that's pretty awesome.
You said they're teenagers?
Well, 17 and 14. So, yes. Yeah.
Man. These kids are doing amazing things. I'm glad that it's, catching on. It's all over the place, too. All over the world.
Absolutely. They've been doing it for 8 years, so shout out to them.
Man, that's awesome. Shout out to them for sure. Well, man, my next story is coming from Wyoming, which is kind of random. I don't think I've ever done a story from Wyoming. But dozens of people, basically, they were all at this reservoir, and they saw a bunch of elk. And what happened was, this is the crazy part. These elks fell into this, thin sheet of ice that they were walking on. So instead of these people just freaking out and watching, everybody, and I mean everybody that was there, ran over there and started helping, pulling all these elk out of this freezing water. It was about 32 degrees outside, so you know, it was damn near freezing. So what they ended up doing was there's a couple pictures I'll post onto the Facebook page, and there's a short video that you guys can check out as well. These elk were getting pulled out one by one. At first, it started off with maybe four or five people. It started off with two people, and then it got to four and five. And all of a sudden, by the end, it's about 30 to 40 people just out there pulling these elk out of 8 to 10 feet of deep water, man. Freezing water on top of that, risking their lives for some animals. And I just thought it was amazing because it was so many people that came together to help out another being's life. And I just think it was dope.
How heavy are elk?
Man, I don't know, but I know me and you can lift one. They're pretty big.
Don't doubt me, Tim. I'm Batman and you're Flash. We can do anything.
Yeah, I can run really fast, and Batman don't got any superpowers, dog. Nah, man, they're pretty heavy, though. I'm assuming 400 to 600 pounds.
Oh, don't worry. I just looked it up. Males are 700, females are 500.
Man, I was so close. Oh. But yeah, man, it's dope. I'm sharing it to the Facebook page right now before I forget, because I'm terrible with that.
Absolutely.
He said absolutely. You are terrible at that.
I didn't mean that. I meant
I'm messing with you.
I was more laughing at the idea of somebody watching elk in the freezing weather. I'm not trying to do anything outside. Anytime it's below 0 degrees Celsius, I'm cool. I'm okay. When I got off work on, I guess, New Year's Day at like 12:30 something, it was 9 degrees outside, which is like -7 for the Celsius people out there. I was like, no, like, who's going out? I'm going to bed. Anyway.
Word, JP, word.
Okay, so my next positive news story is also in Miami. It's about a resident named Timothy Sykes, and he surprised 200 children at the Boys and Girls Club in Miami-Dade, Florida, Miami-Dade County, with gifts and a $25,000 donation to their after-school program. And he dressed up as Hanukkah Harry, which I didn't know was a thing, but apparently it's a Saturday Night Live thing.
Yeah, that caught me off guard.
And greet each child with a special toy to celebrate the season. So, yeah, I think it's awesome. You gave 200 children's gifts, and then on top of that, you donated $25,000. Shout out to Timothy Sykes.
Yeah, shout out to Timothy Sykes. Dope first name.
Dope that first be. Name. I just now got that. Good job, Tim.
Word. Thank you. I appreciate that. my next story, dude, which I actually think is pretty awesome. So I really used to like bees as a kid until I got stung by a couple, and then I hated them for a good amount of time in my life. And then I learned later on in life that they were, you know, going extinct. Wow, I can't even speak right now. Extinct. So this story right here, I thought it was pretty dope. An act of vandalism basically killed 500,000 bees and nearly wiped out an Iowa couple's honey business. So what happened was they have, you know, these houses that had these hives in it. Some vandals broke in. They vandalized the place. They tore everything up, destroyed their hives. Like, it was just terrible. There's some pictures that I'm looking at right now that I'm just like, man, this is not nice at all. So what happened was the community decided to get together, put a GoFundMe page together, which I think GoFundMe is awesome when it's used in a positive way. And basically they raised over $30,000 from 838 donors. Now, I just recently did a GoFundMe for my track and field team, and I believe we had like 6 donors and we raised about $2,000. So, you know, it was a few people throwing in a lot of money. This is 838 different people across the world decided to donate money towards this cause because they're doing such a positive thing with these bees. They're not harming them. They're using the honey. They're taking the honey the correct way. I mean, it's just amazing. And it's so awesome to me that they were able to get money to continue what they were doing after something so negative happened to them. And I just love how when you keep things positive and you do right to others, people will come and they'll help you out whenever things get bad for you. So I just wanted to talk about this story. And if you want to look at their Facebook page, it's called Wild Hill Honey. And yeah, I mean, I just thought this was awesome, JP.
I concur with everything you said. The only thing I have to add is if there's a house with honeybees in it, I'm probably not going to vandalize it. Just my personal opinion.
You know what? You know what my honestly true thought about this story when I read it? I was like, these dudes probably went in there to break in, got stung by some bees, and they all started freaking out. Because that's what it looks like. It honestly looks like they just started tearing things up to try to get out because it's ridiculous. Like, why would you destroy this place like that?
Yeah, but wouldn't you just go out where you came in?
I mean, that would be like, you know, hindsight, but you've seen a lot of horror movies, man. Nobody thinks straight. Like, maybe you haven't seen.
Yeah.
I mean, let me take that back.
Yeah, horror movies are not for me.
-0. If it's below zero, if there's bees and if there's horror movies in 2018, JP's not coming.
Yeah, horror movies just bore me. But you know what doesn't bore me?
What's that?
China banning ivory sales beginning this Sunday to curb elephant poaching. Yeah.
That's what's up. It begins this Sunday?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome, man. I know we've been talking about it for a while. We've talked about it a few times on the podcast, and I just think it's awesome. No more loopholes, man. No more loopholes.
So that's my last positive news story. Short and sweet.
Legit, I got one last short and sweet one as well. 2017 was the safest year in history to fly, with zero accidents deaths in commercial passenger jets?
I mean, it's a lot safer than your car.
Man, absolutely. And I see so many people talking about 2018, I'm going to make an effort to travel. Plane tickets are cheaper. There's Airbnb. We can figure this out. And I just think it's awesome. Like, look, here's for those that are scared of flying, check out what happened in 2017. It's time. Get a passport, travel. You know, let's get educated outside of just in your community. Let's come back and let's make our communities better.
To be fair, though, Tim, I understand why people are scared of flying. You're getting in a metal ball of death a few thousand feet up in the air that's being run by fuel that's, you know, that's basically flammable. And if anything goes wrong, you're dead instantly. I mean, there's a reason to be scared of that.
Yeah, but if you think about, you've drove in Oklahoma before, man. Half these people out here can't drive. Like, I feel like you have, well, you do, you know, statistically, you have more of a chance of, you know, dying in a car accident than you do on a plane, so... Let's get up there. Let's get around.
You're completely right, Tim. I was just being a contrarian.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. I just had to fight back for a second. That's it. That's all I got, though, for today.
That's what's up. We will be back on Friday with an interview. Tim, tell the people about the interview.
Man, Iman is amazing. I forgot to write you, JP. I got to send that to you today. Iman is awesome. You guys need to check this out. I got to sit with this man. I was really, really nervous because JP wasn't there. And I was like, yo, I don't know how I'm going to do this.
Who is this, Iman?
Man, this man, he runs, what is it? I forgot what the place is called right now. It's going to kill me because I'm not looking at it. What is it called, JP? You know it.
Tim, I wasn't there.
Well, I'm describing this interview really bad. Just put it like this. You guys are going to want to hear this story. He is the leader of, I cannot think of what it's called. He's a leader of I'll think of it next time. It's all good. Check out this interview. He's a great man with a great story. And I promise you, he will educate you about the Muslim community a little bit more than what you thought.
There we go. So he works in the Islamic community, helping spread some positivity. And that's why we're interviewing him.
Absolutely, man. That's how we do it, the positive truth.
I have a quote, man. I thought it was funny.
Yes, go for it, because I'm looking for one right now and I see too many.
Both optimists and pessimists contribute to society. The optimist invents the airplane. The pessimist invents the parachute. Bernard Shaw.
I like that one.
So with that, we will be back on Friday. We hope everyone has a wonderful Wednesday. We're out.
Stay positive.